The timber industry in Southeast Alaska has blamed a decline in business on fewer federal timber sales, and now it risks being penalized by one of its biggest customers. Tariffs will be placed on trees shipped to China, a response to President Donald Trump's latest wave of tariffs on Chinese goods. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Eric Nichols says about 80% of the trees his Ketchikan-based company harvests in Southeast Alaska goes to China. Alcan Forest Products sells mostly young growth. Spruce trees make up a big part of that. And last week, it got 10% more expensive to send abroad. Nichols knew the Chinese tariffs were coming. To stay competitive with the global markets, his company is going to have to eat that cost at a loss of millions of dollars. It's a blow in a series of blows, Nichols says. First, the supply of timber is way down.
Got no timber coming from the state of the Forest Service that's going to put me out of business, and I got a tariff that's probably going to put me out of business. So which level of worry do I want to worry about first here?
A big concern, he says, is that the tariff could increase to 25%. The Trump administration has threatened to raise tariffs on Chinese products by early next year. And Nichols worries that China will retaliate with the same, which he says could be the death of Alcan Forest Products.
How do I make business decisions for today when I don't know what the tariff level is going to be in January there? So it's almost impossible to run your business beyond a day-to-day basis here with the threats of tariffs out there on the product that you sell.
His company helps employ about 30 people. As of this morning, Nichols was on his way to a remote logging camp in Southeast Alaska. And he says he hopes his trade war gets resolved soon. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.